Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us Pat Morrison, who, Pat Morrison in 2022 was the park superintendent for the Ebenezer Park. And here we are in 2023. They decided you didn't have enough to do, so you're now the park superintendent for Ebenezer and Allison Creek.
It looks that way. It is upon us, and we're excited about what's going to happen here in a few months with us opening up Allison Creek. It's going to be a great addition to what we already have in York County, and just more recreation for all the residents around town.
So, Pat, you need to tell everybody a little bit about your illustrious background, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. I started with the county in 1992 as a park ranger. Worked until 2016, took a little hiatus to Charleston for about 2.5 years, and then opportunity opened up in 2011 to come back and be a superintendent for Ebenezer, where I'd spent, you know, pretty much most of my career up to that point. And I just celebrated 28 years with the county August of this past year. So I've actually reached full retirement within the county. So it's pretty exciting accomplishment. So.
Good. And we were talking about Ebenezer Park, which I think most people are familiar with by now. It underwent a major renovation, what, about a year and a half ago, something like that?
It'd be two years this April.
Two years this April. And to say it's been a success would be a gross misunderstatement, correct?
I would agree with that assumption, yes. It's when we opened up in 2021 with the major improvements, we immediately saw just the amount of volume increase of the traffic coming into the park. And you know, it's been good from the fact that people have been able to come out and enjoy. It's been a little frustrating because, you know, parking has been an issue, traffic has been an issue. But I think we had over 70,000 visitors come through this year, and that's not counting our annual pass holders that come through on a regular basis. So pretty exciting, the amount of people who are taking advantage of what we've done to improve that facility.
70,000 people in 2022. That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's just your day-use visitors. That doesn't count the camping, the campers that, you know, we run at 78% occupancy 12 months out of the year in our campground. So that's pretty phenomenal, considering, you know, usually December, January, and February are months when people are not really doing recreational camping. So, you know, COVID changed a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you talk to anybody who's in the RV business, they will tell you COVID was the best thing that ever happened to them. COVID, yeah. I mean, RV sales went through the roof.
I think at one time I heard they were up 800%. So, you know, the issue is you have an increase in inventory and campers being sold, but you really don't have an increase in inventory of campsites to go to. So, you know, everybody's vying for the same camping sites that were out there, you know, before COVID.
So Ebenezer has how many campsites or RV sites?
Yeah, we have 66 campsites that we rent out. We have two that we put our campground host on, and then we have one emergency site just in case we have something come up. But and those can be rented 13 months in advance. And I will say at one time this summer, we were booking over 100 days out. If you didn't book 100 days out, you probably were not going to be camping with us.
100 days out.
Yeah.
3 months in advance.
It's exciting.
Something. So how long can you book them for I decided to do this?
Yep. So we have certain restrictions during certain times of the year. It's always a max of two weeks, 14 nights. And then, you know, during the off season, we'll let you move sites and start your 14 nights over again. May to September, you have to leave for one night after your 14-night stay.
All right. And to rent a site is what?
So we have different rates based on your residency. For county residents, it is, I want to think, we just changed prices this past year, so I hope I don't get them wrong. It's $31 a night plus tax. For out-of-county residents, $35. And I think for our seniors, active military, disabled, in York County, it's $28 a night.
$28,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's really a good rate for a full hookup site, because that does include your sewer, water, sewer, and electric, which a lot of campgrounds don't even offer, you know, the sewer amenity.
Now, you've got plans to increase the number of campsites at Ebenezer, correct?
Yeah, just a snippet. We're in design right now for phase two improvements at Ebenezer. Hopefully we'll go to council in the next few weeks or, you know, month or so. And, you know, with that plan, we're looking to improve the campground itself, maybe with some paved sites, concrete pads, add some sites, new restrooms at both the picnic area and the campground. Of course, this is all pending council approval, but we understand that, you know, they're in favor of us moving in this direction.
How many more campsites do you think you'll have?
Looking at maybe, I want to say 12 to 15, you know, so be a nice addition, you know, to that park. And I will say, you know, that park's kind of small. We're at 26 acres, and I will say we're using probably every inch of it.
Any chance to acquire any more land out there?
You know, we did that when we built the pier out on the lake. We acquired a few lake acres with that. So, you know, which that was our major addition a few years ago. And that's what everybody comes to see, is that new semicircular pier that we put in.
Oh, yeah. That's very popular.
Absolutely.
Very popular. And the swimming. You had, what was it? Well, there were some, I don't know, issues with when the people were swimming. It kicked up a lot of...
It disturbs a lot of the, you know, the lake bed when you have a lot of swimmers. I will say, you know, since everything has settled down after construction, that sediment doesn't seem to be near as bad now.
That's good.
So hopefully that's under control, you know, because we also, a part of the improvements that a lot of people don't even realize is there was a lot of lake runoff, water runoff from heavy rains. But now in the parking lots, we have retention bioswales that, you know, basically filter the water before it gets to the lake. So, you know, not only did we improve the facility, we helped to improve the water quality, you know, of the lake by some of the improvements we made.
So this, the additional campsites that you're going to build and the restrooms and all that, that's obviously going to happen not during the season, sometime in the fall?
Yeah, we're hoping to maybe start sometime mid-September. We're not sure on that construction schedule and what that would look like. We should know that probably in the next few months. And, you know, it's pretty exciting to see that the county wants to invest in what we have here.
Well, we were talking about this before we went on the air. What a difference the number of years makes, because the county basically was not in the recreation business 20 years ago, 25 years ago, yeah. And then all of a sudden, kaboom, we're in it big time with all these parks. We have Ebenezer Park. We're going to talk about Allison here in a minute. You've got Nanny's Mountain. You've got Worth Mountain. And you've got the brand new Catawba Bend Preserve.
Yeah, Goat Farm. I mean, there are many parks on the horizon with York County. And it's an exciting time to be, you know, a York County citizen, as well as, you know, somebody in the park business, you know, as far as our staff, the opportunities that are going to be available, you know, for advancements through our, you know, through our parks. So pretty excited.
Well, the other thing is that the parks that the county is developing are not parks that compete with facilities like they have in Rock Hill or in Tega Cay or in Fort Mill.
Yep.
It's kind of passive recreation.
That's correct, yeah. And I think it's, you know, it just actually, you know, complements what Rock Hill is doing. And because you don't want to imitate what they're doing. And I think being complimentary of them and what they do and, you know, what we'll have to offer is, you know, makes it great for everybody here.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so I sat in a retreat of the York County Council in February, I think it was, of 2021, almost 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking then about an opportunity for York County to partner with Duke Energy on really remaking from one end to the other the Allison Creek Park. Allison Creek has been a boat landing. That's all it's
been.
That's
correct.
And I was looking through my notes here just before we went on the air. At that time, in 2021, it was proposed to be a 60-40 partnership, Duke being 60%, York County being 40%. Duke was going to put in $7 million. The county is putting in about $4 million. I don't know whether those numbers have changed, but it was going to be quite an extensive remake of this park. And that's what's been underway now for at least a year.
Well, not quite a year, but I think they started, probably late spring last year. So we're rolling around to a year on that project. And I will say, you know, it's the nice thing about that property is it's 160 acres. So we're actually going to have a good bit of land to go with this property and this facility, I'd say. And then, you know, we have a great partnership with Duke Energy. We've worked with them for several years out at Ebenezer, and you know, it's nice to have that partnership where we can, you know, come together and do something great for the community. And so,
and of course, I just had Rick Turan and Tyson, I can't remember her last name, on here from Duke last week. And you know, this is all part of the relicensing that Duke has for basically operating the Catawba River for the next 40 years, and they're doing all kinds of projects up and down the river. We talked a lot about Great Falls, which is going to be a tremendous project down there. They're doing, you know, Allison Creek, and I don't know what the names are or the others, but they're doing it all up and down the system.
Yeah, that is some of what they agreed to do under their FERC licensing. And what a lot of people, you know, may not realize is that Allison Creek talks have been in, you know, conversation probably for over 15 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but a lot of it had to do with Duke having to wait for their license from the federal government, you know, before they could actually enter into, you know, contracts to with stakeholders to, you know, start these projects. So, you know, so there was some delays along the way, which is probably good in some sense because, you know, considering where Ebenezer was, you know, 10 years ago, there might not have been as quite much support, you know, from the county as far as to, you know, get into that park. But because of the things, the positive things going on at Ebenezer, I think it was perfect timing to jump on board with Duke Energy with that park.
Well, and I think it's obviously something that's very much needed because you're hitting capacity crowds.
The demand is great. And, you know, we turn people away every summer. So now this will, you know, give us more parking. And we can go over some of the amenities at Allison Creek and talk about those.
Which we're going to do here.
Yeah.
But I can foresee when you have an overflow situation at Ebenezer, you might hand the people trying to get in, here's a card, get over to Allison Creek because they got everything we have here.
Pretty much so. We'll have everything except swimming at Allison Creek. As we were looking at the lay of the land, you know, we did a pathymetry study of some of the areas we thought that would be a good place for a swimming area, and they just didn't come back with a lot of positive results. And we knew parking was going to be a challenge anywhere close to the lake for swimming. So, unfortunately, we will not have swimming at that property. But I think it's going to offer kind of a different taste and feel than Ebenezer does. So I think it's going to be more of a nature, you know,
right,
place to visit.
So take us through the highlights of what's going to be out there at Allison Creek.
So I'll just kind of update everybody on the construction schedule. You know, we are looking hopefully to, or Crowder, who is the contractor, you know, maybe to complete construction sometime late March, early April. Of course, it would help if some of the rain would quit falling because, you know, that delays construction for sure. But, you know, once they complete, we'll look at probably hopefully opening sometime early May. Our target right now is the 1st of May, but of course that could change based on, you know, what happens over the next few months. So if we can get open for early spring, that would be fantastic. But yeah, some of the amenities that are going to be out there is we have 34 RV sites. Those will be full hookup, just like we have at Ebenezer, water, sewer, and electric. Those will be paved sites. So very level, very custom made for large RVs. So we're excited about that. There'll be 10 to 12 primitive camping sites. You know, just a place to pop a tent for the night. Won't have any amenities other than a pad. And there'll be a restroom facility close by with that and a water source. And then we'll have a kayak and canoe launch there, similar to what we have at Ebenezer. So you can safely, you know, launch your kayak and canoe. So that's a pretty cool feature. We'll also have a couple of shelters and several picnic pads. We'll rent the shelters just like we do at Ebenezer. Those look like a seating capacity, probably 40 to 60, you know, guests under those shelters.
Right.
So it's going to allow for some opportunity for family gatherings and special events. So that'll be a nice amenity. One of the really cool things that I love about this park that we don't have at Ebenezer is we're going to have about 4 miles of walking trails. Yeah, so that will, you know, some of them along the lakefront. So you'll be able to have some views of the lake and some of them, you know, through the deep woods. So we actually worked out a situation where we connected with Allison Creek Presbyterian Historical Graveyard. So it will connect to their historical gravesite over there.
Now, these are going to be just nature trails. I mean, just follow the path and here's the arrow. Go this way, go that way.
Yeah, they'll have some signage up, but they'll be gravel, and you know, for the most part in all areas. But some of them connect, some of them don't. There's one that kind of connects to the whole thing. But, yeah, that's... To me, that's going to be one of the nice features that we don't have right now at Ebenezer. Is for people, I mean, you can ride your bike on it too, as well. So, you know.
Now, what about the historic boat launch at Allison? That's going to be there or not?
Yes, we'll still have. You know, the nice thing about it is we're improving, hopefully, the efficiency of how it is to get in and out of that boat launch, because we both know if you have been over there, it can be a nightmare trying to launch your boat at that place. It's just like people would go different directions trying to park and get in. So we'll have a good flow of traffic, which should help, you know, over there.
I remember Allison having a pretty steep grade to put those boats in. That's still there?
It's still going to be there. Yeah, you won't get to that. We have added some additional parking. There, I counted up the spots the other day. I can't remember off the top of my head, but we'll have double the parking that we have at Ebenezer for boat parking, so that'll be good.
So of 160 acres that you have out there, how many are really being used for what we just discussed?
That's a good question. I don't know that I know the exact answer, but I'd say probably, you know, probably a quarter of it. You know,
yeah. So you have plenty of room to expand.
Well, you know, some of that is under the power line right of ways,
You
know, that run through there. But, I mean, you know, if the county wanted to look at expanding one day, there would be some opportunities available. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, with all the growth we've had here in York County, and there's a lot of it right there in that particular corridor, pretty convenient for people to go right there and do what they want to do in the outdoors.
It is very convenient. And, you know, this is an area where we really hadn't tapped into a lot. I mean, we have Nanny's Mountain over there, you know, won't be but a couple miles away off of Liberty Hill Road, which is, you know, one of our day parks for people to go and visit. But, you know, having another facility on the lake is very important, you know, to the community, because we need more, you know, opportunity for citizens to access.
Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And of course, we're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. The way we do it is in the white letters, and we're all going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, hey, Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. And it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny and hundreds of channels to watch whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you want to find the best subs and salads, tell Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Pat Morrison is with us. Pat is known to many people as the Park Superintendent at Ebenezer Park, but he's also now the Park Superintendent at Allison Creek. How are you going to do two jobs, buddy?
With lots of help.
Yes.
I'm going to have lots of staff.
What a segue it is.
Yes.
How are you doing on staffing? Because everybody is challenged to find people who want to work.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, you know, I might have the title, but it is definitely a team effort where it's concerned of pulling off what we do at Ebenezer and soon to be Allison Creek. We have a great staff, and we're looking forward to hiring more. We're getting ready to post for 3 ranger, full-time ranger positions, hopefully to start, you know, in the next few months. They'll be shadowing our current rangers so that they can get training. So if you know anybody interested in being a park ranger, those postings will be on the county website and probably a few other places where they, you know, put out ads for help. We'll also have, you know, a good bit of seasonal help to help manage that. So great summer job for all those parents looking to employ their children for the summer. We've had kids that have started, you know, as freshmen in high school and work all the way through college with us in some of positions good. That we have to offer. And those positions can be, we have people who collect our fees because you do have to pay to get in the park year-round now.
Right.
And so we also have kind of like a maintenance position where they're helping get up trash, clean shelters, you know, small maintenance needs that arise, you know, on the park. Some janitorial stuff, too, because, you know, you have to have clean restrooms for people to come to visit. And then, of course, we sell concessions as well, so we need staff for those positions.
So at Ebenezer Park, during the season, you'll have roughly how many seasonal workers?
Yeah, we usually average somewhere between 10 to 15.
10 to 15.
Yeah, and it just depends on, you know, applicants. I mean, I will tell you in the past, you know, we struggle to get really good qualified candidates to work in these positions. So we're hoping to, you know, be able to, you know, get some really good kids in there this summer to help work.
I hope you do. I mean, you need them for sure.
It's a great job. I mean, the people who have come out there to work, a lot of them, like I said, return year after year. And I think we have pretty good work environment. It's hard work. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we're busy. But your days go by pretty fast.
And you learn how to deal with the general public.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And that's important. You know, we have to have really good customer service skills.
So talk to me about the fees. You told us about campsites.
Yep.
And I gather that fee structure will be the same in Allison Creek?
The camping fees at Allison Creek will be a little higher right now because the campsites will be a little better, as in they're going to be paved. So the camping fees at Allison Creek, I believe, are $35 for county residents, $40 for out of county. And then I want to think for the seniors, it's around $31. But I will say all this information will be available on our website,
sure.
You know, whenever we get ready to open.
But if somebody just wants to come into the park,
mm-hmm.
go swimming, let's say, at Ebenezer, or they just want to drop a boat in at Allison Creek,
So there are a couple options you have. We sell an annual pass, and that annual pass will get you in all year long. Well, it's good from the time you buy it for a year. And then the good news is it's going to be good at both locations. So
uh-huh.
if you buy one at Ebenezer, you can use it at Allison Creek. And those for York County residents are $40. And then the cost for a senior, disabled, or active military is $20. Out of county is $80 for that same pass. So if you want to just come in on a daily basis, you know, or every once in a while and, you know, check out the facilities or, you know, do an activity, you're looking at, for county residents, it's $3 per an adult, and it's $1 for senior and children. We consider children age 6 to 16.
My age? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Manning. That's That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be
but,
nice.
Hey, you qualify as a senior. I think you're one day over 60, right?
Well, I think I'm in there. Yep, I'm in there.
Yes.
Keep in mind now, it takes a lot of money to run these parks.
That's right.
And I'm sure you don't cover anywhere near the operational expense of these parks by these fees that you collect, do you?
Strangely enough, we actually have gotten to a point to where we're almost self-sufficient, which is, you know, pretty impressive for a park our size. And it also, you know, kind of takes the stress off, you know, general funding, the fact that we're, you know, almost self-supported. And, I mean, we're real close. And I think at times we've actually, you know, been self-supported. So that's, you know, it's great while the industry's great and everybody's coming out to parks. But,
right.
you know, we don't control the weather. We don't control when we had to be closed with COVID, you know, for a month. There are things that happen that are out of our control. So you can't always depend on that revenue coming in. But I think, you know, we're at a point where we've done a really good job improving our facilities and the word is getting out. I mean, you know, we have people from all 50 states, I think, that really visit us. And, you know, we've actually had people, you know, from Europe come and visit.
Oh, sure. So. Well, and I think you want to remind the people who are coming in to use the park to treat the park with the same respect that you would treat your own backyard. I mean, pick up your trash. Try to be courteous to the people who are next to you. Keep the boom boxes down to a certain level. I mean, you know, just seems like simple stuff to me.
If everybody would be responsible, it'd make our jobs a lot easier, that's for sure. But, you know, what people have always said in part is leave it cleaner than you found it.
Yeah,
I mean, if you
exactly.
just go in there with that motto, we'll have a clean facility. And, you know, we've got a lot of people that work on making sure it is clean.
Sure. Well, Pat, thank you for all that you and your team are doing at Ebenezer Park and Allison Creek. And, again, Allison Creek should be opening up hopefully by May.
We hope. Weather permitting.
And Ebenezer Park's open right now, so go have
Absolutely.
Fun.
Absolutely. Enjoy
right.
it.
All right. Thanks, Pat, for being with us and all that you do. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time, what we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, fresh subs and salads prepared just the way you want, in a magical formula that we're going to tell you about right now. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.